I'm not really. You know, I've been taking care of my body pretty good, you know, going in hot tub, you know, things like that, and staying in the weight room, trying to stay healthy, eat right, things like that.
What have they told you about your role so far?
Just... Right now, I'm just here to do whatever I'm called to do, I'll do it. That's all I'm really looking forward to at this point, whatever's asked of me. I mean, I really had, you know, I wasn't really focused on being to the NFL. I was just focused on dominating every game I went out in the indoor league, you know, and hopefully getting a shot. And when there came, an opportunity for me, then, you know, I turned my focus toward, you know, the NFL and just worked hard trying to make it.
Were you surprised when you got that call?
Very, very surprised. I mean, yeah. I mean, just the honor of knowing that the Packers had interest in me and wanted to bring me in for a workout, even before they called me to tell me they were going to sign me, just to bring me in for a workout. You know, I was just, you know, beyond excited at that point right there.
Maurice, not to retread on some ground already covered, so I came in a little late, but what's this mean? I mean, this is like the dream, you know, and all that good stuff. I mean, what's this mean to you, you know, making the active roster?
It means a lot, you know. It's, you know, the dream I've had 20 years of playing football. So I'm just grateful that, you know, the organization gave me the chance and has the faith in me, you know, to feel that I can perform to the level that they're looking for of me.
Looking to, I would suppose, if a typical, you know, you'll have opportunities on special teams, you're looking for that.
Yes, sir, most definitely. Most definitely. Any role they put me in, I'm looking to, you know, give it my all. You know, just like the first day I got here until now, I'm willing to fill out and put my all into it.
Do your partners from the indoor league, do they ever say, hey, say, well, so what's it like? So, I mean, it's because guys are looking to do what you did.
I get a lot of calls, a lot of Facebook messages about it, and I tell them, you know, it's just hard work and perseverance. You know, I came out of college in 2006, so it's been a long road. I just continue to work hard, and, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, the hard work and patience paid off.
Thank you.
How did you feel like you started to pick things up as far as the system when you came into camp a little bit late?
Around the third to the fourth preseason game, things started to come to me a little better. But, I mean, before that, I can honestly tell you, I was just out there playing the play and just trying to do what I could for what I knew so far. But around the third to the last preseason game, it started to come together for me, and I felt a little more comfortable in, you know, different positions and playing wherever they asked me to play.
When you first came in, did you kind of think you're training camp fodder, you know, a guy to replace somebody, and did you have to sort of...
I mean, to be honest, that's how I looked at it, and that's still my motivation right now, you know. I mean, if you look at it from the bottom up, you always feel like you have something to prove. You feel like you got to work hard no matter what, no matter where you are. And I'm still going to, you know, that's going to still be my viewpoint for here on out through the rest of the season. As I'm looking at it from the bottom up, I still got to work my way to the top. I have a long way to go, you know.
Are you getting a locker room?
I don't know. The guys was joking with me. I said, I want to stay in here. You know, this is a sign of, you know, what you come from. The humble side of things. I enjoy it in here. I've bonded with the guys. If they put me out there, they put me out there. But honestly, I'll be good staying right here, to be honest with you.
Can you go year by year where you were from the time you graduated from Coastal?
Say that again?
Can you go, year by year what you were doing from that time?
2007, I played indoor football with the Rock River Raptors. I did the same in 2008. 2009, I took football off, and I focused more on my career doing, you know, computer programming and such. 2010, I came back here to play with the Green Bay Blizzard, and it led to this opportunity. This time last year, I was writing computer programs. So.
got you back into indoor? Were you hankering to get back, or was it?
Honestly, I had really said I was done with football after 2008. I said, you know, I really need to get into my career. Cause, I mean, when you're doing software program, you don't want to get behind the times of what you're doing, you know. The field is constantly changing. So I went to, you know, delve myself, you know, back into my career. And really what brought me back was the city of Green Bay. Coach Rick called me, and, you know, from the Blizzard, and told me he was going to be coaching in Green Bay. And I was just like, when I got to be there? I didn't even ask any more questions. It was, tell me when I got to be there and let's go. Let's make it happen.
He was from your previous team?
Yeah, he coached me in 2007 and 2008. From home.
Oh, okay.
I was working from home but I worked with a consulting company in Philadelphia called Ferrelli Information Group.
Where'd you home?
Leesville, South Carolina is my original hometown.
Is that where you were working from?
No, sir. I was working from Atlanta before I came to Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
I had been in Atlanta just over a year.
How excited were you when you got the opportunity to sign back to the practice squad? Remember you thinking that this was a chance to stick around, and then you never know what's going to happen.
When they called me in and told me I had that opportunity, I felt just like I feel right now today. You know, I was just overwhelmed with joy that they would think enough of me. You know, felt like I worked hard enough to bring me in for the practice squad. I knew that it was a foot in the door and a chance to keep working hard and, you know, hopefully see what happened. You know, I'm glad it led to today, and that's a great moment for me.
When you came out of college, obviously you probably didn't go to combine. You had a pro day. Did anybody show interest in you in the NFL?
There was very little interest, actually. Very, very little interest. I didn't have any representation or anything like that, so it was just, you know, if they look for me, they look for me. If not, then I'll be a working man.
Wow. And then how did that indoor stuff start?
I went to a regional scout combine something. I forget the name of it now. And they put, like, this profile of you online. I had did pretty good, and I got invited back to the elite thing in Indianapolis. And from there, I had the interest of that's how Coach Rick found me. And, you know, he called me one day. I was sitting at work. At that time, I was still in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He called me, and I left. And a couple months later, and began my indoor football career with him for 2 years. Oh yeah, I mean, I used to go to the weight room every day and still work out as if I was training for football every single day. It was just something that had become so routine with me over the years that I never really, you know, could get away from it. You know, I mean, I had one of my best friends there in Atlanta. We went to the gym every day, and we worked out as if we were going to, you know, a training camp the next day. But in reality, I was just going home that same day, cooking dinner, eating dinner, and getting up the next morning and doing computer programming for 8-10 hours.
There's a debate if you're needed on defense, how comfortable do you feel that you can help out there?
I feel comfortable. I mean, I've been out of the scheme for a couple of weeks, but I still be, you know, standing the playbook and such, you know, and staying up with the things that are going on. You know, I'm working with Coach Moss, and if they need me, then, you know, I want to be prepared for whatever they need me for, whatever role they call me for.
How big was that Kansas City game for you? You had a ton of playing time in that game, didn't you?
Yes, sir. That was around the time that I started to click with the defense, and it became more comfortable with playing in it. And that's the time. I honestly think that game is, you know, part of the reason why I was still able to stick around for the practice squad.
How did you find out you were getting moved to the 53?
They called me. My agent called me. Agent. Yeah, and I was smiling, and I was like, for real? He's like, yeah, you know. I've been working, and I wanted it, but, I mean, nothing's guaranteed, you know. This is NFL, so day-to-day, nothing's guaranteed. I was just grateful for the opportunity.
Who did you call first to tell?
My mom. Most definitely my mom. That was the first. She was pretty much the only person I told. I figured after I told her, she would let everybody else know. And she was, I mean, she was happy, you know. My mom has, you know, very strong faith, and I told her, I was like, you know, I'm just going to pray every night and, you know, pray every morning. Hopefully, it, you know, God answers prayers, and as we can see right now, he definitely answered my prayer today.
Is there anybody that told you, stay with computer programming, indoor football?
Yeah, the guy who owns the consulting company I work with, he was pretty much like, oh, you don't want to be playing football. You want to sit at a desk, you know? And I was like, I don't mind it. You know, that's a passion. I love it. You know, I still sometimes from time to time, I answer emails and such, and people have questions, or we still interact, you know, through our email. I still have my, you know, my position with them. And so, like, you know, I'll interact, I'll answer, I'll, you know, offer advice if I could with someone having a problem or something, but, you know, I am not an employee of the Green Bay Packers, so, you know, right now I really enjoy that as being my job.
Have you still been following you?
Sir?
You're the guy at the company that told you that?
Oh, yes, sir. They're still following me. I mean, when we played at Philadelphia the first game, I traveled with the team, and I met with them. We all went out to dinner and had a great time. And just, you know, it was a great feeling to be back in the city where I would have been moving to be, you know, working at a desk. And then a week after the day that the Packers called me to come in for camp, so it was great.
What do you do? Do you write code, or do you just do?
I work with a software called DataTail. It's like it works is used for colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. So it's the software. It's like an ERP system that runs a lot of colleges and universities across America. So we work with, you know, as being a consultant, we work with different clients across America, across, you know, the country. Doing with their systems and such.
Be the next Mark Schwartz or the Facebook guy.
I'm not going to say all that. I just, I'll just say, you know, it's a passion that I've had for a long time. You know, coming out of college, I knew that was, you know, my career. You know, football wasn't my career at that time. My focus was on getting my education, getting my degree, because I knew I was going to have to step into the real world very soon. So, I mean, football just became an outlet, you know, from computers. You know, the frustrations of the day, I can go to football practice or go to the weight room, you know, work those frustrations out. And that's what, you know, it was for me at that time.
Somebody's just so after a week. If you wouldn't have got the Stockton Packers,
I would have
after
been.
The season opener, you would have been in Philadelphia.
No, September 1st, I would have been in Philadelphia. Okay. Or was it August 1st? That was like a matter of weeks before I had to be. I think it was September 1st. I would have had to be in Philadelphia. Or August 31st, I would have had to be in Philly. I'm working with, you know, with the Verilli Information Group stationed at Philadelphia University of the Sciences.
Is your coach still at Green Bay? Go with Green Bay, the guy who...
The Blizzard? Yes, our coach Richards is still here. He'll be back for this coming season.
Good. Thanks, Maurice.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
All right.